enjoyed the show. Now, as you know, Iran is famous for its historic sites. Up next is a report about the Blue Mosque, a famous historic mosque in Tabriz, a city in the northwest of Iran.
Tabriz, one of the largest cities in Iran, sits in the northwest of the country, near the Turkish border in the province of East Azerbaijan. The city has a long and turbulent history. It's been the capital many times during the Ilkhanid and Black Sheep dynasties.
I'm here at the Blue Mosque in Tabriz in northwestern Iran. Built around the 15th century, it's a very important site in the history of this region.
A short stroll through the tree-lined park and one arrives at the jewel in Tabriz's crown, the monumental Masjid-i Kabud, or Blue Mosque. The Blue Mosque takes its name from the ornate blue tiles that once completely covered all of the building's surfaces. This vast mosque was constructed in 1465 and was among the most glorious buildings of its era. Once built, it took artisans a further 25 years to cover every surface with the blue majolica tiles and intricate calligraphy for which it's nicknamed.
Ah, so this is the Blue Mosque. Wow, it's incredible. It's a huge structure, quite imposing. And the dome is just miles and miles and miles high over my head. So it was built in the year 1465, I believe, but then was ruined in an earthquake, sadly, and lay in ruins for years and years and years until finally it was reconstructed about 50 years ago, I think. And you can see here they've made a pattern. I think this is really nice. They've made a pattern of what would have been the tile work. The blue, different colored blue tile work that completely covered the whole entire mosque, which sadly now there's not so much of. But here you can see a pattern of what the tile work would have been, and then above it, little pieces of tile work that they found in the ruin, which is really nice. It's like a puzzle that they fit together. This is another part of the restored tile work, which again you can see different pieces and how it's all been fit together so beautifully. Again, here we have the pattern that they must have worked from to create what looks like the original tile work in rebuilding it. What's also interesting is we can really see the colors, the different colors that were available to them at the time. So we have this turquoise, the strong turquoise blue, black, a golden yellow color, and here there's bright lapis, sort of royal blue, and even in some places I think there's a green color as well. What's interesting and important in architecture from this era is that although they had all these colors available to them, the majority of the work is always done in this turquoise and this lapis blue. You know what I think this is? I think this is where people would leave their shoes when they came into the mosque to pray. And actually looking at this floor, I don't think this would have been the real floor. I think it was probably marble. And if it had been well looked after, it would have been nice and smooth and shiny and would have reflected the beautiful tile work on the ceiling. This area of the mosque was originally the mihrab, and the walls here were covered with marble stone. And this slab of rock is in fact one of those pieces of marble that was found amongst the rubble. And looking at how huge and how heavy it is, it's incredible to think what a struggle it must have been to get it and replace it here in the mosque eventually.
Inside are more blue with missing patterns laboriously painted onto many lower sections of the mosque, around few patches of the remaining original tiles.
Up here are some inscriptions from the Quran, and in fact further up is the name of God repeated and written in a variety of different calligraphic styles. And in fact you can see all of this all around the mosque, and in fact all around mosques all around the country, and it all points to praise and appreciation for God. In Farsi, this is known as the Masjid-e-Kabood, which literally translated means the bruised mosque, or also in English known as the Blue Mosque. Both titles allude to the incredible blue tile work that can be seen all over. From this angle, it's such an outstanding space, and I'm imagining what it must have been like originally when the whole entire walls were covered with this blue tile work. I think it must have been quite overwhelming. Above me is a tile bearing the name of the original architect of this mosque, Ezzeldin Ben Maleh Qopuchi. I think it's incredible that this tile was found amongst all the rubble, and standing underneath it, I feel real respect and awe for the talent of this man.
It survived one of history's worst ever earthquakes in 1727, but was then completely devastated in a later earthquake in 1773. The mosque lay in complete ruins for hundreds of years while the city was focused on rebuilding itself. Eventually, in the late 20th century, the painstaking reconstruction of the mosque began. The brick superstructure is now complete, but only on the main entrance at the rear, which survived the major earthquake, is there any hint of the original blue exterior. The mosque is a huge and overwhelming space. It's been carefully restored, but one can only imagine how beautiful it once was, stood proud in the center of this important city.
Well, I hope you like this week's show. Be sure to join us again next week, as there's still plenty more for us to tell you about Iran. If there's anything in particular you'd like to know, or if you just want to share your thoughts with us, email us at iran@presstv.ir. Thank you, and goodbye.